WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. U.S. stocks were hammered in Friday trading on the combination of a listless job market and new tariffs. CBS News business reporter Jason Brook tells us the weak July jobs report had President Trump so upset he fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which compiles the numbers.
Investors were taken aback by the July jobs report, which not only saw a gain of only 73,000 jobs last month, but revealed massive downward revisions to the prior 2 months' gains, resulting in the weakest 3 months for the labor market since the pandemic struck in 2020. President Trump called the job revisions a total scam.
A spat between President Trump and a former Russian president has resulted in Trump moving some nuclear subs around. BBC's Fiona McDonald explains.
President Trump says he's ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in appropriate regions in response to what he called foolish and inflammatory comments by Russia's former leader Dmitry Medvedev. In a recent post on social media, Mr. Medvedev said U.S. threats of tough sanctions on Russia over Ukraine were a step towards war.
In Texas, State House Republicans rolled out President Trump's redrawn congressional maps designed to flip as many as 5 seats to the GOP in the next election by diluting Democratic-leaning districts. Chris Fox is there.
There are 4 overflow rooms filled with Texans waiting to let the State House Redistricting Committee know what they think of the newly redrawn congressional map. Republican State Rep Todd Hunter authored the bill carrying it, House Bill 4.
Do you show voting trends that under the 5 new seats prefer partisan Republican? The answer is yes. But you got to go vote.
Congressional District 33 was altered. It's Representative Mark Vesey's district.
95% of Texas population growth came from these communities of color. And yet those communities are targeted.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting is signing off.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it will start to shut down after being defunded by Congress. The CPB, as it's known, oversees the allocation of public funds to TV and radio stations that are part of public broadcasting.
It varied from community to community, depending upon size and market and donor base.
Craig Swagler is president and general manager of Baltimore Public Media. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A federal appeals court in California is upholding a lower court's block of part of the Trump administration's mass deportation efforts there. The ruling keeps in place a temporary restraining order barring masked and armed agents from detaining people without first establishing suspicion they are in the U.S. illegally. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Brewers and the nation's capital for game 2 of their series against the Washington Nationals. Milwaukee won by a landslide last night. 16-9. Blake Perkins with 2 home runs. Jackson Churiel placed on IL with a hamstring injury. So Brandon Lockridge, acquired in that trade with the Padres, came up with 2 hits. William Contreras with a home run and 5 hits. A new career high. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our guys were locked in. You know, they did a nice job. You look at the output, Contreras, Perkins, Vaughn, and Kelly gets a couple hits, and Lockridge gets a couple hits in his first game for us. You can't forget Perk's 2 homers, and Monasterio getting 4 hits. Joey Ortiz, he had 5 quality at-bats. Yeah, I mean, that's contagious.
NFL, the Packers hold practice inside Lambeau Field tonight for Family Night with sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the low 50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And mostly sunny and near 80 Sunday for the forecast high. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. It's 55 right now.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, Alan Kopischke, into the studio. Then Appleton Bookstore owner, Kaylin Bavink, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Parker Olson on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, August 1st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. The old world headquarters back here in Madison downtown above State Street. Parker in for Mr. Zomers today. Parker, glad to have you along. Little overcast, the smoke. It's the smoke, Parker.
It's the smoke, man. I don't like it. It's just, I was going home the other day, and I was like, hey, why am I squinting so much?
Yeah.
Because it's smoky. It hurts my eyes. I have a headache, dude.
Now, see, Parker is of a certain age. He just graduated from college here this last spring. So you probably, do you have any recollection? Probably not. When people could smoke at restaurants and bars in the state of Wisconsin.
No. It baffles me that you could smoke on a plane.
I know.
That's just such a weird...
There was smoking and non-smoking sections on a plane as if, you know, you're locked inside of a tube. Nothing could possibly, you know, be transmitted. Yeah, those were the days. But I remember going to restaurants and asking for no smoking sections or...
Yeah,
you know, going into a bar and people were just lighting up.
Yeah.
You know, the smoke was just hanging above the bar like that.
Oh, God.
I know.
Bar's bad enough as is.
Jeez. It was a big deal when all this went through. But see, I'm glad that your generation has no memory of those days.
Me too.
Things are better. But yeah, wildfires out west still creating some hazards or some concerns. If you're someone who deals with asthma, that sort of thing, might want to consider staying inside or limit your outdoor activities. Supposed to clear out of here, I guess, by the weekend. Gonna be a beautiful weekend, Parker. Any big weekend plans this weekend?
The big weekend plans include a Mallards game that I am working tonight, a Mallards game I am working tomorrow, and a Mallards game I am working on Sunday.
This Parker is one of the hardest working men in the show's business because not only does he get up in the morning and board and produce for the wonderful, the talented Pat Kreitlow and mornings of Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9, then he gets pulled in to help out with our little dog and pony show in the afternoon. And then he's got to go work another legit game or job as a camera operator for the Mallards baseball team here in Madison.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, it's okay.
How are the Mallards doing this season?
I only pay attention to how they're doing while I'm there.
All right.
So... I'm not 100% sure. I think they're okay. They're not as good as they were last year because last year they were like historically good.
Oh, yeah, right.
I think they were like 50-22 or something like that.
The Northwoods League, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know if they're on track for playoffs this year. They're fighting.
Now here's a question because there was this big controversy recently at a Coldplay concert
where this executive and his sweetheart, his, let's just be honest, his hookup was with him, and he was an attached married man, and they got caught on the kiss cam, and all hell has broken loose in the company, and they've had to do triage. The guy lost his job. Now, Parker, you operate the cameras of these things for the kiss cam.
This is true. I have gotten the man, the myth, the legend, Luke Mathers. I have gotten him on the video board before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
With his wife?
I believe so. Maybe that's not who she was.
No. Let's not
get
anybody
in
trouble.
I don't know.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure. But you. So he gave you a heads up, and you got him on the kiss cam.
Yeah. If you tell me about where you're sitting, I might be able to get you on.
Is it just a kiss cam, or do you do other things like the Lion King hold up your kid cam?
We do Simba cam. Yes.
Simba cam. That's
yes.
What it's called.
We do the Simba cam. I love. I try to get more beers than I get babies. I think it's far funnier to watch a man hold up a beer lovingly than it is to watch a man hold up a baby lovingly. That is my point in life right now.
Yeah. What's your favorite of all the cams that the Mallards do? What's your favorite one to capture people on?
That's a really good question. I don't know. There's a couple. You know what? We do a race. Everyone has their own version of the Raising Sausages, of course.
Yeah.
We have, because it's a sponsor, the airport sponsors a race.
Oh, Dane County Regional Airport.
Yeah. And they do they put kids into inflatable mascot costumes of a cactus, the Statue of Liberty, and I believe the other one is a cowboy riding a horse.
Oh, really?
Which is just like half of your body is a horse and the other half is a cowboy with a little hat on. And I always root for the cowboy.
That's great. What's the Disney movie? Buzz Lightyear. With the cowboy character. Yeah.
There you go.
That's great. Well, that's good. So if you go to a Mallards game, watch out. Parker is going to be watching for you on cam. So that's great. How much longer is the season?
Not very.
I believe they've got
less than a week or so.
Oh, geez. So get out there if you're in the area. Support those local minor league baseball programs because they're really important to the guys as they come up through development. We've had people that played here in Madison and then went on to play for the Brewers or other major league teams as well.
Pete Alonso.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Meet the Mets. Hey, free ticket Friday. Go see the Mets. Pete Alonso.
Look at that.
Bang!
Talk about a transition. Well done, Parker. We are on a free ticket Friday. Your chance to see Pete Alonso and the entire Mets team next Friday. You have to be able to go next Friday at 7:10 in the evening. We are giving you a chance to go to that game for free. 4 tickets up for grabs in our club-level seats. Parker was there recently, right? Dom. Dom was there recently.
Dom, John Gordy, the whole MDX crew was there.
They're beautiful. These club-level seats are padded. You have air conditioning in the concourse behind you, your own kind of concessions area, your own bathrooms to that section. So it's really, really nice. Here's how you win. Download the Civic Media app if you don't have it, and then open it up if you do, or if you download it. And go to the first 10 stations. We're on those. Click on one of those. In the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. Click on that. Now you're all set to go. I'm going to give you a word. Text the word gold, G-O-L-D. The word is gold, G-O-L-D. Text it right now, and the computer randomly at 4 o'clock at the end of this program will choose one lucky entry who spelled the word correctly. That's important. Now, Parker and I were going to do it. We'd say, it's close enough. We know it. But no. The computer is not that kind. So you have to text the word gold, G-O-L-D. Spell it correctly to the text app right now. And then you're going to be eligible. And somebody at the end of the hour will win 4 tickets to next Friday's contest, the Brewers against the Mets at 7:10 in the afternoon. Don't forget, the Brewers going to get back underway against the Nationals out in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. Pre-game show around 5:15, first pitch around 5:45. You can listen to the Brewers across many of these stations on the Brewers radio networks over the air, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, and our new station up in Hayward, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. It's Buzz like mosquito, not like we drank so much we got buzzed. Although if you're in Hayward, why if you're not driving, just chill out and get buzzed both ways, I guess. All right.
The logo is, I believe, a car.
No, I think it used to be a mosquito.
Oh.
Maybe they changed it.
I don't know. I could just be making stuff up. I'm new here. I don't know.
Parker, as a matter of fact, he's buzzed on this program right now. All right. It's coming up on 15 past the hour of 3 o'clock.
Time Who's
once,
buzzed?
Yeah, I know. Who's buzzed? Todd is. It's time once again for What's Worse? Let's go.
Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away in this. No big prizes or money. Just your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 Civic Media News Talk Sports Networks. We've lost one to the music side, Park. We've every doctor, you can't have every patient survive. Once occasionally you lose one. We lost one to the music side. And that's fine. That's fine. Everything's fine. So all 10 Civic Media radio stations. All right. Now, here's the deal. Have you ever heard, we should have Dom here because he's a Chicago boy.
He is.
Have you ever heard of Malort?
I have heard of it. I've never had it.
Really? All right. So today's category is what's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy? Malort or blackberry brandy. You can text us your answers on the app, or you could call us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. All right, so here, I found this video, right, because I didn't know I've never heard of it, I never had it, and I'm like, what is this? Here is a video on, was it YouTube? I don't know who this guy is. I'd credit him if I did.
Doka Ryan?
Doka Ryan, all right. This is Doka Ryan explaining what is Malort.
This is Malort, the worst tasting liquor ever made, hailing from Chicago. Let's make poor decisions.
Opening it up. Here we go.
That's not a bad pour. Sniff test. Gin, iced tea, cigarette butts. They even market this as undrinkable. What is this gonna be?
Does Malort hurt?
Diboja. Oh my god. Oh god.
He's
it's
drinking
like
it.
Biting into a bush. What is this flavor, dude? It almost tastes like poison. Let's validate our parking. Double Diboja. It tastes like a dainty grandmother's ashtray. What the hell's going on in Chicago? Is it good? No, it's not good. Is it worth 28 American dollars? If you're from Chicago. Final rating, 2 out of 10.
Oh,
isn't that fantastic?
I wish I'm so glad I didn't get to watch that until right now.
I sent it to him during the break. And he was laughing. He goes, Todd, is everything okay? I said, this is fantastic. Malort. Who is that guy again? Let's credit him. He was great.
Doka Ryan. I love the energy.
Yeah, Doka Ryan doing a review there. So what's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy? Malort or bad blackberry brandy? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Off the text line, listening up at WCFW, beautiful station up there, the tap. In Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Tyler, a listing actually in Columbia County, but CFW, says, I don't drink, but Malort with my friends is a challenge. Blackberry brandy is just desperation when already drunk. Oh, that's really good. Our friend Rob Wheat, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. I was just up there, Robert. Fantastic town, isn't it? Rob says, dear God, it's horrid. Our friend CP writes these, so maybe Weedy and CP have had some Malort together. I'm not sure. So Rob says Malort, definitely worse. Definitely worse, he says. What else we got here on the old text line? What's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy? Malort or blackberry brandy? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Oh, Tyler says I'm traveling. He's from Columbia County, but he's up in... You know, beautiful Eau Claire area.
So hopefully he's not drinking Malort right now.
No, you don't want to be drinking Malort or blackberry brandy while you're driving. What's worse? You said you didn't have Malort. Have you had a blackberry brandy?
I haven't had blackberry brandy. I've had brandy.
Yeah. I think I tried blackberry brandy years and years ago in college. I don't know. I can't remember.
That's usually when you try.
Right?
Yeah.
Worse, I've said this before the show. I've been very, very drunk only like less than a handful of times in my life. But the worst was Goldschlager. I can't drink Goldschlager ever again. That was really bad.
I had a Jack and Coke that put me out.
Really?
All yeah. Right.
We're going to come back, talk Malort or Blackberry Brandy. What's worse? 855-752-4842. After this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Zommer's off today. Parker Olson in the production chair. We appreciate him being here. You can hear him every morning with Mr. Pat Kreitlow on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. 6 until 9 a.m. You've been up for probably 12 hours now almost. I'm getting close.
What time is it?
It's almost 4. It's 3:30.
Yeah.
What time do you get up in the morning?
4.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
He's put in a day and a half already, folks, and he's still going. We appreciate you, Parker.
That's why I don't sit. I don't sit. I stand. I stand. When I fill in for the show, I stand. Standing on business, baby.
So he won't fall asleep. 855-752-4842. The category of what's worse. This is fascinating to me. I had never heard of Malort. I told Parker during the break, it sounds like a medieval woman saying, my lord, I'm sorry, my lord. It's Malort. M-A-L-O-R-T, Malort. So what's worse, Malort or Blackberry Brandy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom. Listening in Madison on WMDX, Tom, Malort or Blackberry Brandy, what's worse? WMDX, Tom, Malort or Blackberry... You got to turn down the radio, Tom. Go ahead.
Okay, so I am an ex-Chicagoan. I spent 50
Great.
Years in Chicago. I never had Malort in my life until really? I had it once in Wisconsin. And I think it's the best marketing in the world. You have a horrible product that you just turned around. Can you imagine if you did the same thing with bratwurst or something? You know, we have inedible bratwurst. Come and try it. Come and spend a lot of money. But no, there's nothing wrong with blackberry brandy, and it's definitely Wisconsin. Yeah. There is a beautiful thing Lewis Black did about drinking in Wisconsin. You won't be able to play it on the radio, but I think you would absolutely love it.
I love it.
definitely the brandy, guys. Definitely. Trust me.
All right. Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much. Thanks for the Chicagoan aspect of this. So Malort and somebody, Julie or Jules in Mosinee, listening on WXCO, says, are you sure it's not pronounced Merlot? I actually looked it up, Jules, because I didn't know, and that's why I found that video of this guy reviewing it. And no, it's spelled differently than Merlot. It's M-A-L-O-R-T, and it's pronounced Malort.
You know, I was thinking we shouldn't be calling Dom. We should be calling Brittany Merlot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does Brittany Merlot like Merlort? So we have a call into Dominic, the Italian stallion that produces John and Gordy every morning on, and he is a Chicagoan. He was a real life Chicagoan, and we were going to see if he actually produced had Malort. Have we heard from Dominic yet?
Todd, I have terrible news for you.
Yes.
Not only has he not had Merlort.
Yes.
He also, I said, Todd wants to know.
Uh-huh.
He said, who is Todd?
Boy, you can't buy that kind of loyalty at Civic Media. Thanks, Dom.
He's a morning guy. I'll give him credit. He's a morning guy, too. He should know who you are, though.
I said hi to him when I came in the studio 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago. Oh, Dom. All right, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We can't figure out why no one's listening to you, Todd. Our own staff doesn't even know who I exist. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, Malort or blackberry brandy? What's worse?
Well, I've never had Malort. This is the first time I've ever heard about it. But my husband always asks for his fruitcake every year soaked in blackberry brandy.
Oh.
And I never once heard him ask for his fruitcake soaked in his cigarette butt.
Oh,
right? No, you don't want that at all. And apparently that's what it tastes like.
So,
all right.
I'm going to say Merlot is worse.
Thanks, Ollie. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend up there in the North Woods. Appreciate you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy? Our very own Terry Barr, weighing in on YouTube, says, my grandpa used to let all of us, quote-unquote, little ones, have a sip of blackberry brandy at Christmas. Now, that's very nice. That's a very Wisconsin thing. Get a little glass. Everybody takes a little sip around a fire. Nobody's going anywhere. Nobody gets hurt. By the way, you can hear Terry every Saturday evening out of WMDX here on Max Inc. Radio. Great program. Jimmy K. Rocker, Terry Barr with Max Inc. Radio based out of Madison. If you're not in the Madison area, you can listen to them on the Civic Media app on WMDX here in Madison. Great show every Saturday afternoon. What's worse? Evening, I should say. What's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. A couple more texts off the text line. Sue in Franklin, listening on WAUK, says, my daughter lives in Chicago and says they buy shots of Malort, unsuspecting people, just to see their reaction.
That's rude.
It's horrible, she said. Alex on WMDX, never had Malort, but it sure has to be worse than blackberry brandy, plus blackberry brandy cures all colds. Oh, I have to take that next time I have a cold. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Ted, listening in Appleton. Ted, always a pleasure. Malort or blackberry brandy? What's worse?
Malort.
You've had it.
I didn't know. I didn't even actually hear what it is. I just got off of work and I just turned the radio on.
Oh, but sure.
With blackberry brandy, I was introduced as a kid helping a neighbor pick corn in the wintertime.
Uh-huh.
And we got cold,
He says, here, take a snort of this. And it warms you up.
Yes. Love it, Ted. That's a Wisconsinite right there. Thank you, my friend. Ted up in Appleton. Very good. We're going to come back, do a couple more what's worses, and then the Wisconsin State Fair is underway. What's all new at the fair food aisle? We'll explain when we come back. Weather update and farm update next. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Unhappy with the weak jobs report for July, President Trump has fired the head of the agency which compiles the numbers, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
What does a bad leader do when they get bad news? Shoot the messenger. That's just what happened with the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
President Trump says he's repositioning nuclear subs after a once prominent Russian official said Trump's threat of new sanctions over Ukraine is a, quote, step toward war.
A threat was made by a former president of Russia, and we're going to protect our people.
Defunded by congressional Republicans and President Trump, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it is closing down after six decades of funding educational and cultural programming. Craig Swagler, who runs an NPR station in Baltimore, says of public broadcasters,
they are funded through these subsidies and from viewers, listeners, corporations that provide support.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
It's the Brewers and the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Brewers and the nation's capital for game two of their series against the Washington Nationals. Milwaukee won by a landslide last night, 16-9. Blake Perkins with two home runs. Jackson Churiel placed on IL with a hamstring injury. So Brandon Lockridge, acquired in that trade with the Padres, came up with two hits. William Contreras with a home run and five hits, a new career high. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our guys were locked in. You know, they did a nice job. We look at the output, Contreras, Perkins, Vaughn, and Kelly gets a couple hits, and Lockridge gets a couple hits in his first game for us. You can't forget Perk's two homers, and Monasterio getting four hits. Joey Ortiz, he had five quality at-bats. Yeah, I mean, that's contagious.
NFL, the Packers hold practice inside Lambeau Field tonight for Family Night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pamela Anderson has been married five times. Once to Tommy Lee, once to Robbie Ritchie, also known as Kid Rock, twice to a professional poker player, and only one time to some guy named Dan. She must love marriage. One of the few men she did not marry was former Superman actor Dean Cain. Last week, Cain said he and Anderson's relationship fizzled for one reason. I know what you're thinking. It's because she was too busy getting married to other men. But no. But Cain says that's not why. He says things didn't last because he was never into life in the fast lane, and Anderson was. That, along with the fact that she got married every other week, was probably a hindrance. Cain did have a lot of good things to say about Anderson. Pamela Anderson has revived her career and has gotten serious about the craft of acting. She received rave reviews for Showgirl and currently stars in The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson. They were, quote, caught, end quote, on the set of The Tonight Show, making out. Yes, the two are dating, unless they've already married by the time of this airing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the low 50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And mostly sunny and near 80 Sunday for the forecast high. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. It's 52 right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise. Vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Ask me, Robbie, have you tried my Lord? I lifted up the shot glass with anxiety and fear. Then holy crap, my accent's weird. It sounds like I'm from here. A shot of Malort, a shot of Malort will make you feel new. A shot of Malort, hey, put Chicago into you.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network's Todd Albaugh Show. 35 past the hour, 3 o'clock. Parker Olson, applause. Applause. Filling in for Zomers today, and he comes up with a song about Malort. Where did you find that?
I looked up Malort songs, and sure enough, Robbie Ellis on YouTube has got a song called Malort about moving to Chicago, meeting a girl, and she asks him if he likes Malort, and sure enough, now he talks like he loves Da Bears.
Our what's worst category was Malort or blackberry brandy. Now, if you're from Wisconsin, most people have at least heard of blackberry brandy. It's a sweeter drink. Some people say it cures a cold or helps with a cold. Like Grandpa Wallace would have said, it puts hair on your chest. You know, something like that. And but Malort, I had never heard of until this segment, and I had to look it up. And apparently, it's a terribly tasting drink, or at least most would say, tastes like a cigarette tray or ash put, whatever, ashes. And it's a Chicagoland-based exclusive type of drink. So we asked the question, and so thank you very much, Parker, for finding that. Our very own John Scott here at Civic Media listening in saying, Todd, Malort is the name of my Wi-Fi network. It's delicious. Full stop. Now, I'm not sure if John Scott's from Chicago or not, but I can't find too many people that think this thing is great. What's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy? Ted, who called in right before the break from Appleton, says, what the hell? I looked it up, but it doesn't even sound good. Have a great weekend. Sue in Franklin. Lots of opinions on this. I want to just wrap this up with these opinions. Sue in Franklin says, my daughter lives in... Oh, we read that one already. Let's see here. Jules, we got that one. Anybody else? Allie in Madison on WMDX says, my grandma always asked for her blackberry brandy when she had a cough. You ever hear of a show called, called The Waltons?
The Waltons. Vaguely familiar for some reason.
It was a big, big show long before you were born, back in the 70s, 80s. It was a mountain family, and it was a drama on CBS for a long time. Very family, holistic show. And there were a couple of old widow women there, the sisters, and very religious women, and they used to, but they'd take a nip now and again, and they called it the recipe. It was never, they didn't drink alcohol, but it was just the recipe. And I wonder if there was blackberry brandy or Malort in the recipe. Jim in Appleton, I think we got to him on listening on WISS. Megan in Sun Prairie on MDX, Malort is way, way worse. I've never even tried it. I'm planning on keeping it that way. So there you go. Lots of feelings. Thanks for playing, everybody, on what's worse. I guess I never asked you, Parker, what's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy?
Well, I've had a brandy before, never that brandy.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go with brandy's better. So obviously, right. It's Malort's worse. Malort's worse. It's
I
overwhelming.
Think, unless you're just this is and Dom. We try to get Dom on from the John and Gordy show. He doesn't even know who I am. And number two, he says he's never tried it. So my real question is he actually a Chicagoan? I don't know. Oh, Megan in one of our people in traffic here listening in. See, at least Megan listens to the show. Dom doesn't listen to the show, but Dom doesn't even know who I am. But Megan does, and she says, Carol, one of our other great people in traffic, has had it. She says, it's worse for sure. Tastes like moose died in your mouth, according to her. She's going to text in real quick. Can't just walk in, Carol. There's no reason to just have her walk over here to the mic. Because I would like to have somebody on the air, have Carol come in here, and let's talk to her, interview Carol about this. Oh, she's texting now. I can literally see her desk out the studio windows. Carol says, I've tasted Merlot. It is so bitter, it tastes like a dead mouse on the back of your tongue.
You know, I guess but it's possible.
I have so many questions for Carol. Because number one, I want to know if Carol has ever tasted dead mouse. Because it's a very specific taste.
Have you heard of I think this is a real thing. The lawsuit, I think it was Mountain Dew or Coca-Cola got into.
Over what?
Over, someone said they found, bones of a mouse.
Yes, years ago. Yeah.
And they said, no, you didn't, because it would have disintegrated completely.
Now, see, that person would know what mouse tastes like. I have so many questions for Carol. I mean, was she hard on her luck at college and needed some food? And I mean, I don't know.
Maybe she needed to stay warm.
There's no judgment here, you understand. I'm just intrigued by the fact that she specifically said dead mouse. Well, all right, I think Carol has given us our definitive answer here at the studios that Merlot is definitely worse. That was fun. That was a good one. All right. 41 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Parker Olson on the board filling in for Zomers, who is off today. Jim and Madison says, I think Dom has been hanging around with John and Gordy too long already. Thanks. That could be. He's getting that smart-ass attitude. See, that's what it is. Chicago attitude. Anyway, 41 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. State Fair, Parker says he does not recall in his well-lived life of 22 years, his well-lived life, 22 years, that he has never, does not have a memory of going to the Wisconsin State Fair. Now, maybe before this is over, I should put you and remind Dom of who I am and Zomers in the truck, and we all take a trip down to the State Fair.
I'm down for that.
Hilarity could ensue.
Yeah, we could put it's a truck.
Yes, I have a Dodge Ram.
Can we put a kiddie pool in the back?
Yeah, if you guys want to travel in a kiddie pool, sure. We'll put you in the back. We should take all you guys down there and experience the Wisconsin State Fair, although I fear that Zomers may get overheated. He has a very low tolerance for hot weather.
We'll get him one of those cooling rigs.
Yes, that's exactly what he needs. All right, here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, for those of us who have been there, we know that there are a couple of things people love about the fair. Number one, the food. You can get almost anything on a stick at the Wisconsin State Fair. Also, you have the animals. Lots of kids and in agriculture, this is their big week because they've showing their animals locally, and now they've getting them down to the Wisconsin State Fair. Big beef cattle auction. They have poultry as well, hogs, all kinds of things. Wisconsin animals are very, very popular. My favorite part about the Wisconsin State Fair, kind of a close call between the food, the cream puffs. I love the cream puffs, but also I love that the building where they have all of the vendors. It's like the dice guy, you know, the knife, you know, the Ginzu knife. It can chop, it can slice, you can cut a tin can and still slices through a tomato like it's going through paper. It's really, really great. So anyway, that's my favorite part. But for a lot of people, it's the food. So from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel now, from Jim Higgins on the byline, says more than 100 new foods and drinks coming to the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair. From a hunka hunka Elvis donut ice cream sandwich.
A hunka hunka.
That's very good. Nicely done, Parker. A hunka hunka Elvis donut ice cream sandwich to Wisconsin old fashioned wings. Now that does sound good to me. Vendors will serve more than 100 new foods and beverages at the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair going on from now until August 10th. If Dubai chocolate is your flavor of the season, you'll have choices. If you have a sweet tooth but are gluten-free, there are options here for you too. Here is a list of the new edibles in alphabetical order. Items are bold-faced. Let's just go through some of the stuff here. They in this article, the Milwaukee State Journal Sentinel, they even tell you what, like, people have allergens or something like that.
That's very nice.
Here is the allergen notice. Quote, eating bugs is not recommended for people with a shellfish allergy.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
I should check with Zomers. He's allergic to a lot of stuff. He may have a cell. I'm not sure if he's allergic to bugs or shellfish. We're going to start alphabetically. We're not going to go through all these, but a couple of them. A Hunka Hunka Elvis donut ice cream sandwich is at Badger Bites. Especially on a hot day, a donut and an ice cream sandwich, not bad. Alligator Cajun mac and cheese sundae at Exotic Meats. See, you had me until you said sundae, because I don't think I want alligator Cajun mac and cheese. I'm not sure if they're using sundae as like those two things or whether all that's over ice cream.
If that's over ice cream, that is a crime.
Yeah, I don't think so. Here's Badger Mary funnel cake. All right. Banana cream pie slush. I don't know if I like that or not. I'm not a big banana guy. Are you?
I'm not. No.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm okay with it. I'll eat a banana.
Will you? See, I.
Banana flavored stuff is bad. Yeah.
I'm almost there. It's the texture for me. I don't know. I can't get over the.
That's also fair. It's got to be right.
Yeah. Todd and Parker talk about their disdain of bananas next on Civic Media. Here is Bang Bang Chicken Tots. Sounds interesting and fun. Barn Burger, Major Goolby's, Heartland booth. I don't know. A barn burger. I guess it depends what kind of meat from the barn you're including in there.
Yeah.
A Bavarian cream bug donut. This is the one that has like insects in it.
I've had crickets before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Like chocolate covered or deep fried or what?
Not barbecued. Teriyaki really? Crickets. Yeah.
Like at someone's home or a stand or what?
I think it was when I was in middle school in a class. I think.
Really?
Yeah.
People like a science project.
Perhaps. I don't remember. It was good, though, because you basically just taste the seasoning.
Now, this one sounds good. You can find this at a place called Mini Donuts. We're going over new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair with Parker and Todd. You ever fly? You get those Biscoff cookies?
I haven't flown since I was like 9.
Really? Baseball?
Yeah.
Well, now we'll get you on a plane and we'll fly down to Milwaukee to the State Fair and we'll kill two birds with one stone.
I'm sure you know someone with a plane.
It's been a few years. I used to. Not like a jet or anything, but like, yeah. Actually, I do. I get Alex Henvey from Dallas, Texas.
There you go.
He'll bring up he doesn't have a jet, but he has like a prop plane.
All right, let's get him on the horn.
All right. He occasionally listens to this show. You know, Alex, his company provides all of the onion rings for Culver's.
I hear good things.
They're fantastic onion rings. So support local business in Texas and buy some onion rings at Culver's. The Biscoff is the little cookies they give you on a plane a lot of times. This is called Biscoff Cookie Butter Crunch Funnel Cake. So kind of a buttery cookie in a funnel cake, deep fried with powdered sugar. I could go for that. What else we have? Milwaukee Brathouse's Blueberry Breakfast Bratwurst. It's a Usinger blueberry-infused brat topped with house-made bourbon bacon jam in a pancake bun.
Sure.
I could go for that. All right. I'm in. Come on back. We'll wrap up foods at the Wisconsin State Fair and other festivals around the state. It's a TGIF edition. Parker and Todd, the All-Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a poker face. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you listen to. Brittany Merlot and her team with a check of weather. Here it is. It's going to be nice. All right. It's going to be nice weekend. A little cooler than maybe normal, but it's I'm maybe getting out of the Wisconsin River tomorrow, Parker, with my parents. Ooh. My godsons, as we say in Spanish, compadres. Might be going to do a little kayaking on the Wisconsin River. Are you a kayaker?
I'm not a water person, really? Ironically enough.
Not a water guy.
Not a being on the water guy.
You don't like?
I'm a drinking water guy.
Yes, you like to drink a lot of water. Yeah. You don't swim, or you just prefer not to be around water?
It's the swimming for me.
Really?
Yeah. As a kid, never really learned.
Yeah, I guess
so.
That.
Yeah, in high school, I figured it out sort of for gym class, but.
So I'm gonna be doing a little kayaking maybe tomorrow, and then I just have to catch up on some stuff on Sunday. But it's gonna be beautiful out there. You have time to check out the street cam, Parker, because here's the Sam Davidson street cam down on State Street in Fairchild. Look at that for those watching the stream. Beautiful down there. Now it's very quiet. But over the break, you got the music too. Thank you.
Of course.
Over the break, there was about 4 or 5 cops right there in the corner of that building talking to a guy. And they were talking to him, and then he just kind of stormed off. So I don't know if there's trouble down on State Street or not. We don't want trouble, Parker.
No, but there surely is trouble on State Street, Todd. If anything that I have learned about living in Madison for my whole life is that there is trouble on State.
You can find trouble if you want it. There's no trouble here, though, at this show or this company. 855-752-4842 if you want to weigh in. All right, thank you very much. So I'd say a serene downtown in State Street right now. Speaking of swimmers, now earlier in the show, we had called out because we had talked about this drink called Malort from Chicago. And I said, well, dial up our resident Chicagoan here, Dominic Lee, one of our new producers here at Civic Media on the John and Gordy Show. And so Parker dials him up and he wasn't responding. And then he finally did. And he gave his opinion, said, I never had it. And he said, who's Todd? And we thought, well, Dom's just being snarky. That's what Chicago guys do, you know. And because I just seen him 3 hours ago. And over the break, Parker starts laughing. I said, what's wrong? He goes, I texted the wrong Dom. It's a swimmer from Whitewater.
Yeah. That was not my finest moment.
No, it's hilarious.
What I love about that is the last time I texted this guy was in December of 2023.
Wow. And he responded.
Instantly.
That's great. Well, you must have left a good impression.
I guess. I needed some pictures for a story I was writing about him. So
you're a sports writer.
Yeah. Back then.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. So Dom, the swimmer at Whitewater, has never had Merlort, and he doesn't know who the heck I am. But we apologize for disparaging Dominic Lee earlier. We'll give him equal time next week if he so chooses.
I'll buy his lunch next time. Next round of Canes is on me, buddy.
Oh, I love it. Fantastic. Yes, Malort. That's what it is. Very good. Malort. Oh, yeah. Also Carol. In the office here, who's listening, who says it tastes like dead mouse, which brings up a lot of questions. But Carol says it's one syllable. Malort. Malort. I don't know how to say it. A Chicago handshake is a Malort and a PBR. Really? A Malort and a... All right.
Surely the PBR cannot pull all of Malort's weight in that.
I don't know. By the way, a couple minutes left. You want to win those Brewers tickets. We have 4 Brewers tickets up for grab. The computer's going to draw the entry here in about 4 minutes. Go to the Civic Media app. Click on one of the first 10 stations. Open it up. It says text. Click on that little thing that says text. And then text in the word gold, G-O-L-D. Text the word gold right now for your chance to win 4 tickets to the Brewers at our club-level seats next Friday, August 8th, against the Mets at 7:10 in the afternoon. Text the word gold, G-O-L-D. What do you got, Park?
I just got another answer from Dom the Swimmer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He says, okay. Well, tell Todd, thanks for checking in. He's always been a real one.
We need to get this guy on the show. We reunite Parker with people that he knew from 2 years ago. That'll be a new segment on the show. All right. Quickly here, we're doing new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair, courtesy of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. New foods at the Wisconsin State Fair. The State Fair is starting now, underway in West Allis. All kinds of great things. Now, Carrie, listening in Tosa on WMDX, says that she has tried the Brat Rangoon from Verst Bar. So go to the Verst Bar at the State Fair, order the Brat Rangoon, one of the new items there. So that sounds delicious. A little closer to home for us, down in New Glarus, the New Glarus Department Fire Fest is happening this weekend. You ever seen this, Parker, when they have like 2 telephone poles and there's a metal wire stretched between them and there is a half barrel on a pulley on a pulley. And so they use fire hoses, both fire departments, and they spray the water up towards the half barrel and whoever moves the half barrel on the wire to a certain point wins the firefight.
Huh.
Is good times
that
had by all.
That sounds entertaining.
Yeah.
That sounds like something a lot of people would lose money betting on.
Right? It's probably in Vegas right now. All right. Fun show. Great show. If you're checking out the Wisconsin State Fair, do so carefully, but get down there. Also, this sounds delicious. Caramel apple waffle on a stick at Waffle Chicks.
Whoa.
Chick spelled C-H-I-X. Chick.
Of course it
is. All right, great show today. Zombers, hope you're doing well. Parker Olson, thank you very much. Did a great job today. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for helping out on the show today as well. Appreciate him. Come on back on Monday. We'll be talking to Wisconsin Watch about the growing epidemic, or at least the growing part of measles in the state due to fewer vaccinations. So we'll check up on that. Until then, have a great weekend, everybody. Maggie Dawn is next. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is not accepting the weak job creation numbers just compiled and reported by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and has fired its director, Erica McIntyre. Correspondent Erica Brown is at the White House.
Without citing evidence, the president claimed the job numbers were rigged and suggested to reporters that the Bureau's earlier numbers could have been manipulated to favor Democrats.
You go back to Election Day. Look what happened 2 or 3 days before with massive, wonderful job numbers trying to get him elected or her elected. I believe the numbers were phony, just like they were before the election.
The city of Los Angeles has won a significant legal victory against the Trump administration. KNX's Craig Figner reports a federal appeals court has upheld a restraining order that halted ICE immigration raids in June.
They had argued the ICE raids, which started June,